Well, in the first half, I was very, very pleased of the way we played in particular. And it's going to take time, you know. That's the one thing managers always want. And of course, it's not just a cliche, but, you know, we've gone with two up top. And first half hour, first 40 minutes, I was really pleased. We had two or three wonderful chances, started off well, and really should be in front. But what I've come to learn very quickly is we're Achilles' heel. I've not taken the chances, not scoring enough. So I'm aware of it already. You know, we can't go into a game and have 7-8 chances like we've had today and miss them. And unfortunately, thankfully, the penalties were fantastic. But overall, we're through with the next round of the cup. A lot of people have needed the game. You know, that's been the frustration for me. And I think you could see that alarmingly. You know, Matty Fryett missed 3 weeks. You could see him physically tire. The big Abdullah at the back and of course, Rossini. So all in all, we've needed the run out. We've got through and we look forward to the start of the season next week.
How important is it to you personally that you start with a win as your first sort of City competitor?
Well, I would swap it for a win next week,
yeah,
because we've got a difficult start. So, you know, we've got a difficult start. But look, you always like to get off to a good start. It's imperative. But if not, then you have to deal with it and get on with it. But we're all looking for a good start.
My second question was going to be, what did you learn from this?
What did we learn? That there's still a lot of work to be done. You know, if we think we're the polished article and the finished article, we're not. So it's given me another chance to see a lot of people. Paul McShane, for example, has been out here, out of the limelight for so long, but he's come in the other night and did well. Come on today and did particularly well. So, you know, he's given himself a chance. So there's one or two things what you always learn as a manager, and you take it on board. And as I said, when you've been in 6 weeks, you know, ask me in 6 months, 9 months, and I'll give you a better picture.
In terms of the missed chances, what can you do about that?
Well, all he can do is try and get a bit of confidence into them. And, you know, Cameron Stewart, for example, sets up the first goal, has a wonderful chance to finish it, doesn't he? You know, and snatches at it a little bit. So, you know, you can replicate all sorts in training, and, you know, they're going to be world beaters. On the big stage, on the real stage, you know, people snatch at it and get anxious with it. But, you know, we've had enough chances to win three or four games, so that pleased me. Of course, we're a bit open and exposed, but in the end, we've got four strikers on the pitch, really, to try and win the game, which is the way I want to try and do it.
Anybody stand out for you or anything stand out for you?
I thought Cameron Stewart and the centre-back Chester were terrific. And little Dudgeon's done particularly well as well. He gives you everything he's got, the kid, but certainly Chester looks some player. And Cameron Stewart today is the best I've seen him play.
I've got to ask you, I may as well ask you, because you mentioned him, how are you going to hang on to James Chester? Because I think he's the best defender I've seen here in 20 years.
Well, it's some statement from you, and after watching him today and after training with him, I can understand. He does everything the way it should be. A great pro. He looks after himself. He's got that steely determination. He's never flustered. He's tough. He's uncompromising. I suppose people will look at him and say, well, hang on a minute, he's not quite as big as what he should be. And that's the modern day. But, you know, I made a living out playing at 6 foot, and he's slightly bigger than me. So that will be, if he plays like that and he keeps playing, that will be my biggest headache, because the big clubs in particular will be swooning round him, and we all know what happens then.
I take it nobody's made you an offer for him. There's been a bit of speculation that people are interested.
No thanks, but I know there's speculation. Yeah. You know, the football world is tiny, and it spreads like wildfire. That we know that we've got a really, really top player on our hands, and I think it's only a matter of time that he's going to go and play in the big league. I hope it's with us.
Okay, and you don't have to sell or anything like that?
No, I don't.
Right.
Let me put this to all the supporters. No, I don't have to sell to do anything at all, and the supporters, let me put them at ease with it. Like, if I wouldn't be in here, if I thought I had to sell my best players, we've made a statement with Corin, I'll do everything I possibly can to keep my best players, and otherwise we're not going to be successful. However, if, you know, a Liverpool or an Arsenal come in and take the kid, then we understand that. Then it's difficult, you know, I'm not thinking most supporters understand that, but, you know, that's the way it is. I don't have to sell anybody, and that's the way it's going to be.
Talking to you mentioned Robbie Corin. How good a bit of business is that by yourself and by the club to tie him up?
Well, that was my biggest challenge when I came in, because I thought it was a done deal to Leicester, I have to say. Thankfully, we've dug our heels in. We've been a little bit stubborn over it and played a bit hard ball with Robbie in the finish as well, but I think he's always said that he wants to be here. He has to look after his family. We've agreed on a 2-year deal. And today, even at the finish there, he was running up and down the pitch. He put in a marvellous pass. I think it was for Fryett, or was it for Cameron Stewart, which sums up his ability. That's why we've done terrifically well to keep him.
In terms of looking ahead to next week, where are you at in terms of maybe getting some more players in terms of well, choice hope, in injuries?
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't much on the bench today, was there? You know, going forward a little bit. Aluko, hopefully we can get, you know, temporary one. We can get Aluko over the line. That'll give us something a little bit else. We're short in the midfield areas. You know, Corey Evans has been out. I haven't really seen Corey yet, so you know, he'll not be far off. I think he's joining train on Monday, so let's hope he can have a full week and we can have a full people fit and healthy and have a fit and healthy team for Brighton, and then of course Blackburn on the Wednesday.
What about the transfer market? Anything likely before?
I think the big clubs are just warming up now, so we've got to monitor that. We've got to be a little bit sensible and have a look at the big clubs and see who they're going to let on loan. We've done it very, very well here in the past. I have to say that with two Man United players in particular, Brady and the other boy last year, Josh King. So, you know, it's always where we're trying to add to it, and I still think we need two or three. And it's my job to keep knocking down the chairman's door and ask him to back me, which at the moment he's done fantastically well and done everything I've asked him.
Good to hear. What positions do you need? Central midfield?
I think we need a central midfield player, and I think we need another wide player. You know, we've lost two wide players and Josh King and Robbie Brady, really, haven't we? So, you know, you don't have to be a rocket science to see where we need strengthening. But again, every championship team will be like that. You know, everybody's, you know, always wants a bit more. A manager's job is always to want a bit more.
Mm. Anybody else going out on loan? I know Sonny Bradley and Mark Cullen have gone.
Yeah, I think that's important for the young ones. When they get to 20-year-old here, you know, 19, 20, they should be in and around my first team. And if they're not getting a regular game in the first team, there's only so many reserve games to play. So I'm a big believer in getting them on loan, letting them grow up a little bit. Welcome to the real world, which I've seen today with Rotherham, you know. It's the real world for them, you know. It's not pretty on the eye, but by God, it's difficult to play against. And they've got to, these kids, young kids, have got to learn from that and learn their trade.